This is episode number 24 of the Merry Podcast, the big Christmas show of 2012. You're listening to the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
I want to live again, and I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless...
Yeah, there's a lot of bad isms floating around as well, but one of the worst is commotion. Makeup, even in Brooklyn it's the same.
That thing had nine lives, she just spent them all.
Woo! I triple dog dare you!
I don't believe you're an angel. I think you're a demon right out of...
Henry, don't say that.
Does someone need a hug?
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Sentimental hogwash.
What was the last thing you and Charlie did before you went to bed Christmas Eve?
We shared a bowl of sugar, some shots of brown liquor, played my shotguns, field dressed a cat, looked for women.
I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Doo-doo pedals! Doo-doo! There they are! Bert! What do you know about this? Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas indeed, and welcome to this, the 24th episode of the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. We are the world's largest online Christmas community and the internet's longest ongoing celebration of Christmas, now officially in our 21st year. My name is Jeff Westover, and I host this production of the Merry Podcast, a joint project of MyMerryChristmas.com and our year-round Christmas radio station, Merry Christmas Radio. This is the big Christmas show of the Merry Podcast for 2012, featuring, as is our tradition, the Merry Greetings Exchange from our friends all around the world. And this year, we have a bundle coming from as far away as Norway, Germany, New Zealand, Scotland, Ireland, Great Britain, Canada, and the U.S. of A. In this episode, we also hear some new Christmas music from Keith Westby and Gary Farmer. Plus, we take a look at famed New England broadcaster Chuck Kramer and his merry tradition of the Ode to Christmas. We will also recap the world's largest Christmas party recently held at My Merry Christmas, ChristmasChatter.com, and live on Merry Christmas Radio, featuring a few interviews Jay had on the radio during the event. But first, we turn our attention to the greatest of all Christmas fans, and perhaps the best participant in the Christmas spirit, Santa Claus himself. Now, of course, you know we love Santa. Our very beginnings are chronicled in Tracking Santa Claus, and art we continue at SantaUpdate.com. This is our 21st consecutive year of Tracking Santa, a tradition we never plan to give up to anyone else. Our Santa tracking is entirely unique, coming as it does not from a government agency, not from a commercial source, not from a military command center using satellites, GPS units, and commercial sponsors. Our Santa tracking comes straight from the North Pole, and it has been underway since before Thanksgiving, the North Pole newsroom having put out at least one Santa update per day since then. This upcoming weekend before Christmas, hourly reports begin. Then once Santa takes flight, his story is told with updates every 15 minutes as he travels around the world. Here on the Merry Podcast, we take a fun look at Santa Claus as we begin with a new song from a new Christmas album by Keith Westby, who brings us his rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Listening to the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
Bridging the divide of major media entertainment from radio to television in the 1950s was a series called Dragnet. It was a cop show based on the actual police files of Los Angeles County, California. Each week, Sergeant Joe Friday and his partners would take on crimes to solve, often using tactics such as a dragnet, a common police term meaning a coordinated system for catching the bad guys. Dragnet was perhaps one of the first series to attempt reality depiction of police life. Instead of being produced as a drama, it was intended to show both the tedium and the danger of police work. Actor and producer Jack Webb intended the show to be both realistic and entertaining. His work as the lead actor was subdued, showing a character with ice in his bones and steel in his back. That style has been long imitated and sometimes mocked for its dry delivery. But the show was a hit on the radio for years, and it successfully made the transition to television, setting a high standard for modern police dramas. Years after the successful run of Dragnet on television, Webb visited The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson to poke fun at his Dragnet character. For the younger generation, this skit is a perfect showcase of the style of Dragnet. despite its clear comedy. Take a listen.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
My clappers.
Your clappers?
Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right, we call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland.
That figures. That figures.
What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet...
Yes?
I'll clobber him.
Long before the show made it big on television, there was another comedian who just couldn't resist cashing in on Dragnet's popularity. His name was Stan Freberg, an artist we have featured before here on the Merry Podcast. In fact, in episode number one with Green Christmas, he wrote a parody of Dragnet called St. George and the Dragonette in 1953, where it went on to reach number one on the Billboard charts. It sold more than 1 million copies within the first 3 weeks. Freberg had to seek permission to use the Dragnet theme music in his parody, and lucky for him, Jack Webb was a big Freberg fan. Webb approved the use of the Dragnet theme and even the use of the same orchestra used in the original Dragnet in the parody. The recording of the parody had to be restarted over and over because the musicians were laughing so hard at all the jokes. After the success of St. George and the Dragonet, Freberg went on to produce 2 Christmas-themed Dragnet parodies. Here is part 2 featuring a character named Grudge who was picked up by the police for not believing in Santa Claus.
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m., we arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah. He must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. Everywhere you look, you can't escape, there's Santas everywhere. Bells are ringing, children screaming, something doesn't seem right. His beard is gray and that's a nice toupee, but his eyebrows ought to be white.
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. One at the mall and one in the window, sitting in a velvet chair. Fat one, skinny one, tall one, short one. Cheeks so rosy and bright. That Christmas cheer smells a lot like beer. Hope Santa Claus a cab tonight.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
How, how, how.
Yo, man, word to the Kringle. Fanny's in the house. Yo, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
No, I cannot make a $20 bill. I'm very sorry.
Ho, ho, ho. Hi, what am I doing here? Happy Hanukkah.
Just saw Santa Claus, just saw Santa Claus, just gave a Santa Claus change. Drove downtown and a bell ringing, Santa Claus hit me up again. When those sleigh bells jingle, jangle on my rooftop tonight, will my chimney be backed up with Santa's all crammed in tight?
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. Everywhere you look, you can't escape, there's Santas everywhere.
Bells are ringing, children screaming, something doesn't seem right. His beard is gray, that's a nice toupee, but his eyebrows ought to be white.
As we spend Christmas Day with our families, we know there are many who cannot, for various reasons, be there. The show must go on for essential services, so folks like policemen and women, nurses and doctors, firefighters and emergency personnel, Christmas for them is just another day away from their families, and for many it is service they do a long, long way from home, especially for those in the military. Over the course of time, we have heard stories of Christmas delivered for these public servants. As society has progressed, so too has the call for more and more people in the life of public service. Turning back the clock more than 100 years ago, during a time when technology did not exist for many with instant communication and connection, we consider the plight of some of the most rugged public servants ever known. They would work year-round for long hours of day and night, often in the most horrid weather conditions possible. Even more challenging, they were completely isolated, cut off from a world without telephones or television, without nightly news, and without movies or even recorded entertainment. These were the people who worked in lighthouses, and their service was critical to the movement and survival of commerce on the seas. For watercraft large and small, lighthouses were literally the life-saving light in the dark. During every season and every kind of weather imaginable, they were there to serve as a beacon and a way home for the weary travelers of the sea. In New England, home to hundreds of lighthouses and the families who worked them, there was a man who lived in the early 1920s who depended upon them in a different way. The emerging technology at the time was the industry of flight. As one of America's first pilots, Bill Wickapaw was known around Penobscot Bay for his skill and bravery as a float plane pilot. The hundreds, if not thousands, of islands along New England's coast provided plenty of business for the Curtis Flying Service. As a first-of-its-kind service, Bill was not only providing flight for cargo between the islands, but he often served as an air ambulance in saving the lives of many islanders who needed medical attention on the mainland. He would often fly as duty demanded in adverse weather conditions, and he came to depend on the people of the lighthouses, even though he sought their beacons from the air instead of from the sea. So it became his habit, whenever opportunity presented itself, to stop at a local lighthouse and spend some time chatting with the keepers. He came to know and love many of these fine people upon whom he depended so much. He decided in December of 1929 to give back a little, and on Christmas Day, he set out in his plane with a dozen packages filled with the stuff of everyday life. Things like newspapers, magazines, coffee, candy, and other small items. For many people, these were ordinary things, but for folks living isolated from the rest of society, where scarcity of these items naturally existed, these items were literally gifts from heaven. After flying over as many local lighthouses as he could that Christmas day, Bill returned home to celebrate Christmas with his family, thinking nothing more of his anonymous gesture. But word of his generosity quickly spread. The gifts from the Flying Santa were all people were talking about. Not only were they surprised, they were grateful. Someone from out there had remembered them for Christmas. Bill quickly realized that the flight needed to be repeated and expanded, that Santa needed to visit as many lighthouse families as he possibly could. Over time, Bill expanded his efforts and brought on elves to aid in the Flying Santa in his merry work. Bill Jr. came on board, and due to the notoriety of his flights and his own Christmas spirit, Bill began dressing for the part, Santa's beard happily flowing in the wind as he leaned over his plane window to drop his packages from his flying sleigh. By 1933, nearly 100 lighthouses in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut were receiving visits from the Flying Santa. As the effort grew, so did the cost, but undaunted, Bill sought out local sponsors who were only too happy to support the folks who helped bring their products to market through the 365-day operation of the lighthouses. The family effort, with Bill Jr. at age 16 in 1934 aiding in the piloting duties, grew to include Bill Jr.'s high school teacher, Edward Rowe Snow. A New England native and a descendant of sea captains in his own right, he had a background steeped in New England heritage, and his work as a teacher, historian, and an author, Snow happily engaged in the work of what he was sure was another chapter of New England lore with the Flying Santa. Snow became not only part of the effort, but quite possibly part of Bill's family as well. As the demands of World War II took Bill and Bill Jr. away from home for military service, it was Snow who kept Santa's sleigh flying. Often taking on the expense of chartering a plane and hiring a pilot, Snow pressed on and remembering the lighthouse folks each and every Christmas season. The art of Santa delivery is never easily mastered. Everyone knows that Santa has to go down a chimney and often has to fit large packages through tight spaces. But try tossing presents from a plane and hitting the target 100% of the time. In the mid-40s, Snow started including copies of his many books in the packages, and these books would include a self-addressed stamped card that the receiver would put into the mail. Snow did this as a means of tracking how many of his packages were actually received. His return rate on the postcards was 94%. Occasionally, a delivery went a little off target. There were reports of broken car windshields now and then, or of fences that sometimes took the brunt of a flying package intended to hit the ground. Usually the gifts were received in good condition, but one year Santa received a request for a special doll by a lighthouse family with a little girl who just knew the flying Santa would deliver. Santa did deliver, but the package hit the rocks and shattered the doll. Later, Santa had to come back in person to deliver the doll as originally promised. These flights, in Santa's suit and all, were not without mishaps. Once Santa lost his beard in a high wind, and they were returned to him later in the mail with a note that said, "Here are your whiskers, where is our package?" There are literally hundreds of stories of Christmas giving and receiving that have been shared over the years due to the flights of the flying Santa. Air transportation has changed over the decades, and the evolution of flight has caused for some adjustments to be made for the flying Santa, but for more than 80 years, the tradition continues even today. For more information about this New England tradition of Santa and Christmas, please visit Flying Santa.
This is Jay Isherwood. I'm the programming director of the Live 365 version of Merry Christmas Radio, also a proud member of the forums at MyMerryChristmas.com. The forums and the Christmas radio and all the sites of the Merry Network were put together for celebration of life and of family and friends, especially at Christmas. Well, today, an event happened that shook all of us to our very core. It's Christmas time, but there are many families in Connecticut who are not going to be able to celebrate Christmas in the fashion that they once did. In fact, they may never again. we at Merry Christmas Radio and all of the family of sites at the Merry Network wish to extend to anyone that was affected by the tragedy that took place today in Connecticut our condolences, our heartfelt prayers. There are no words that can comfort folks that are in the current situation that the families in Connecticut are suffering through. 20 young children were killed. For a man like me, the question why often comes up when things like this happen. There are smarter men out there to figure out why. But what I can offer and what we from the Merry Network can offer are prayers, good thoughts, and hope that those folks who have been affected by this will find some comfort and some peace at some point in their lives.
There is a star that shines tonight for all the world to see. So far away my lover is, please bring him home to me. The world is weary and unrest has settled on us all. Tonight my Christmas wish will be for all to heed the call. Peace on earth and in our hearts, let love ring out, ring near and far, and lift the weary and the weak. Keep you near this Christmas Eve. There is a star that shines tonight. Once the angel did appear to say, be not afraid, that the angels watching over you is the prayer that I will pray. And as we gather round the tree and sing those Christmas songs, we'll hear your voice above the fray until you're safely home. Peace on earth and in our hearts, let love ring out, ring near and far, and lift the weary and the weak. Keep you near this Christmas Eve. There is a star that shines for you and me. While we wait for freedom's bells to ring throughout the world, the Christmas wish remains the same of every boy and girl. That when that glorious sun does rise and melt away the freeze, that you'll be home this time to stay and waiting by the tree. Peace on earth and in our hearts, let love ring out, ring near and far. Oh, and lift the weary and the weak. Keep you near this Christmas Eve. There is a star. Oh, there is a star that shines.
You're listening to the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
That was Gary Farmer from his new album, Country Piano Christmas, available now at Google Play, iTunes, and Amazon. He sets the tone nicely for our recap now of an event we just held, our second annual World's Largest Christmas Party, our online gathering of Christmas friends from all over the world. We share this with you now to give you an idea of what the World's Largest Christmas Party is all about. This was our second year of the event, and it appears to be yet another tradition in celebrating Christmas together that will stick. We hope to grow the involvement over the years as Jay gets live on the radio at MCR and spins the music of Christmas while chatting with our friends from all over. Here is just a sample of the fun that we had.
I'm joined on the phone now by our first international call of the day, and it is Maureen. And Maureen, you're calling from Scotland, are you not?
I am indeed. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Not too bad at all, thanks.
So I know you you have had an international life. I believe at some point in the past you mentioned that you're actually from Canada.
Yes, born and bred in Toronto.
Very nice. I spent some time in Toronto a few years ago. It's a beautiful city. How did you make your way to Scotland?
Oh, long and complicated story. Father died, my uncle died, and my mother's best friend died, all in within the year.
Wow.
And I think she kind of panicked a bit, and she wanted to go somewhere where she had family. So she bypassed Fort Lauderdale, bypassed Calgary, bypassed South Africa, and chose Blairgowrie, which is, well, my friend and I sat down on the stairs when she discovered that we were moving, and we got a globe, and we sort of tracked it around the globe, and Blairgowrie is in the middle of Hudson's Bay on a par with Moscow.
Right.
So, so we moved here, and the rest, as they say, is history. I sort of finished my growing up here, got married, had my family.
Very good. What are your favorite Scottish Christmas traditions that perhaps we don't see here in the States or in Canada?
To be honest with you, Scotland is only just starting to appreciate Christmas. It was always a very, very quiet, very, very quiet holiday. Nobody really did very much. Over here, they tend to look on Hogmanay, which is New Year's Eve, as being like the main one. Like I said, now everywhere is becoming more international with the internet and TV and things like that. They can see what happens everywhere else in the world and think, oh, this is really great, and they're now taking it on board. But in the past, we've got lights outside the house, the whole kit and caboodle.
Very good. Is that something you don't see a lot of, people with lights on the house?
Again, now they are. They never used to, but over the past few years, it's now worthwhile taking a drive around the neighborhood to see what people have done.
Wow, that's great.
And now everybody's now starting to try and outdo the next person. So it's really good. It's now starting to take off a lot over here, and it's good.
So I'm joined on the phone by Tracy, who is calling in from Louisiana. Hello, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What are you guys doing today?
We're making Christmas cards for our church.
Very nice. You make them every year?
Yes, sir.
That's great. That's great. And you, as I recall, were on with me last year, were you not?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Thank you so much for your interest and for calling in. What are you asking for Christmas this year?
I want an MP3 player and I want all the One Direction albums. I just love One Direction.
Oh, you know what? I have a One Direction Christmas song on here that I'm going to be playing before very long that came off a brand new album that I just got. So I will, ahead of time, dedicate that to you, Tracy.
Okay.
You're looking forward to Christmas vacation?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I bet.
Cannot wait.
Me too. I wish I could take as much time off as the kids get at Christmas time, but, you know, got to work, so.
Yeah.
So, wish you, your brothers and sisters and mom and dad and everybody in your neighborhood a very Merry Christmas from all of us here at Merry Christmas Radio, and thank you so much for calling in. I'm joined on the phone with Michelle, who's calling in from Northern Ireland. Michelle, how are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm 100% on yourself.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. Now repeat the name that you use on my Merry Christmas.
Shelley 12.
Tell me some of your favorite Irish Christmas traditions that we perhaps don't see here in the States.
Well, we believe that come Christmas Eve night, that obviously our Lord was born into the world, and a lot of Irish houses have a candle that sits in the window. Years ago it used to be a lighted candle, but nowadays it's more maybe a light. It's just more or less say, you're welcome into my home.
You're from Ireland and England as well, but I think more Ireland than England. So what's your favorite part of Christmas? The music, the movies, the food, the...
Oh, my God. Oh, the whole thing, Jay, just everything from the hard work to the Christmas dinner to the shopping to the Christmas lights, just everything. There's nothing I don't like about Christmas.
Very good.
MMC, too, of course.
Right. I feel the same way. It's a little dose of Christmas all year long. Are you on the forums all year?
I try to be most of the time, huh?
That's
I
great.
Try to be. Because they're like friends. They're, you know, you never maybe will ever meet them, but... You feel you know them.
Exactly.
You feel they're party, you know. Something happens, you go on, you know. They tell you, you tell them. And I have got a couple of very close friends out of it. They know who they are, like, I mean, that I email on things and that we become very close to, you know. So maybe someday I'll see them.
That would be great. Very good.
They're always welcome over here.
That's just a sample of a few of the calls Jay took as we gathered together online and on the radio. We hope you join us next year as we plan to do that event again, sharing Christmas from all over the world while Jay spins records at MCR on Live 365. As you may know, we have now two dedicated streams for our Christmas radio. Our first features Jay most exclusively at Live 365, and it plays year-round. He has a great variety of new release Christmas music, as well as lots of old favorites, and he sprinkles in shows from Dr. Barry Graham and other DJs from time to time. We also have a completely commercial-free stream of original Christmas program at Merry Christmas Radio HD, which features these podcasts, Christmas news, shows from My Merry Christmas, and the world-famous Mistletoe Mix from the infamous Radio John D., purveyor of the Greasy Skillet radio show, held weekly from 8 to 10 p.m. on Saturday nights on WAAM and available online at waamradio.com. We would remind you that, like most things associated with My Merry Christmas, our radio efforts are crafted by you from the Christmas Top 100, which is just published for this season, to the Merry Podcast. We depend upon your feedback in creating Christmas features, developing our Christmas music playlist, and other components that make up Merry Christmas Radio. If you have an idea or a suggestion or just want to participate in some way, we, of course, welcome you most warmly. Please contact Jay at MerryChristmasRadio.com or myself, Jeff at MyMerryChristmas.com, if you'd like to help.
Listening to Merry Christmas Radio, the official radio station of the Merry Network.
Christmas broadcasting, of course, comes in many forms, including television, where regular folks who love Christmas share their love and talent and commentary with us. We have one television personality in the fold at My Merry Christmas. I just can't reveal who he is because his broadcast contract will not allow it, but I'm certain he can identify with our next contributor here on the Merry Podcast, Mr. Chuck Kramer of WBTV in Boston, Massachusetts. Chuck was an Emmy and Peabody Award-winning reporter in the mid-1970s who was known and beloved of a generation of New Englanders for his wit and wisdom in his commentary. During the Christmas season of 1976, Chuck wrote a quirky bit of Christmas commentary he quickly titled Ode to Christmas, and he performed it without notes or script to his television audience while signing off during the week of Christmas. The following year, he tweaked it again, brought it up to date, and performed it again. He didn't think much about it, but viewers responded positively, so he performed it again and again each season, and just once a year, like Christmas itself, on Channel 5, then later on Channel 2 in Boston, and then for years on National Public Radio. Here Chuck pokes fun at Christmas with a wink and a smile in his Ode to Christmas.
Lord and Taylor. Ann Taylor, Ann Klein, Calvin Klein, Cuisinart, Kmart, Kodak, cotton polyester, budget stretcher, store-wide half off. Fry Daddy, Bugle Boy, Mr. Coffee, Sam Goody, Alan Solly, Polyproplastic Snow, Plastic Trees, two IDs, all sales final, simulated wood grain vinyl. UPS, JVC, PC, CD, GE, GI Joe, IJ Fox, TJ Maxx, Fax, Pentax, Woofer, Tweeter, Quartz, Heater. Nintendo, Mario, Hasbro, Taiko, Tonka, Dolby, Barbie, B. Dalton, J. Crew, Izod, Turtlenecks, Polynex, Amex, Gore-Tex, Memorex, Magnavox, Tyson Socks, Reebok, Gentoo, Jeanette, Cachet, Fabergé, Automatic Layaway, Duracell, Ever-Ready, Cable-Ready, Rechargeable, Returnable, Portable, Digital, Trivial Pursuit. Waterproof, Ovenproof, Shockproof, 90-proof, Helder Skelter, Alka-Seltzer, Carphone, Brookstone, Stonewashed, Dot Matrix, Cotton Dockers. Analog, London Fog, Canadian Club, Scotch Tape, Irish Mist, English Leather, British Sterling, Sterling Silver, Lady Schick, Sure Stick, Nonstick, Waterpik, Shreve Crump, Low Watt, Crock Pot. Jim Beam, Jeffrey Bean, On Screen, Microscreen, Multifunction, Autofocus, Flying Erase, Liquid Crystal, Letter Quality, Freshness Dated, Prefaded, Gold Plate, Tinselate, Air Freight, Solid State, Mutant, Turtles. One Step, Two Lux, Three Speed, Four Slice, Saks Fifth Ave, Six Pack, Seagram 7, High 8, 9 Volt, 10 Speed, 12 Cup, 14 Day, 40 Channel, 1-800. White Balance, Infrared, Stanley Blacker, Black & Decker, Spelling Checker, What the Heck, Deck the Halls with Hitachi, Mitsubishi, Sansui, Sony, Seiko, Sanyo, Panasonic, Ultrasonic, Instamatic, Automatic, Antistatic, Alkaline, 9-9, Kelvin, Klein, and Klein, and Taylor, Lord, and Taylor, good Lord. What have we done to Christmas?
We recognize and thank all of the fans of Christmas who gather year-round on the Merry Forums and who take the time to call into My Merry Christmas for our annual Christmas greetings segment of the Merry Podcast. Along with the exchanges we host each season, these greetings are the highlight of my year. Frankly, to hear the spirit of Christmas in your voices and to hear the feelings of your heart so warmly extended to each other through this little tradition. Here are the voices of many reaching out to say Merry Christmas this year.
Merry Christmas from Christmas Star in Stratford, Ontario, Canada. I want to wish everybody on the forums a Merry Christmas and thank you for being such great friends all year long. And may we one day even get to meet each other face to face. Have a great holiday season. Bye.
Hello and Merry Christmas from George Broderick Jr. and Cool Yule Comics. And here's wishing everyone a happy and prosperous 2013. Ha, that's right, Mayans, 2013.
Hi, this is James, also known as Why Christmas, wishing everybody at MyMerryChristmas.com a very happy Christmas.
Hi, this is Kaylee, also known as Juice Mama on the forum. I just want to wish all of my Merry Christmas friends a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I'd like to thank you all for celebrating the wonderful Christmas season all throughout the year and making it a happy time always. Have a great holiday season. Wish the best to you and your family. Bye.
Hi, everyone. This is Lil Noel Wells, calling from Louisiana. We wanted to wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from my family to yours. Merry Christmas, my friends.
Hi, Christmas family. This is K9 Mom 3. I want to take this moment to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas on behalf of myself, Clancy, Wishbone, Hermione, Smokey, and the Lake. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Greetings from Ontario, Canada. With or without snowflakes touching the ground, we wish you and yours a joyous Christmas sound. Keep a merry thought in your head from Annie Mistletoe Deer and O'Malley the Cat. Love ya!
Hey, gang, it's been a great year. Merry Christmas from Ball Coach.
Merry Christmas! This is the Cabot family. We are hoping that Ellie gets off the naughty list real soon. So we were just calling to make sure that Santa would take her off the naughty list and put her on the nice list. Thank you and have a Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Brad Mack wishing all my friends a very Merry Christmas from Southeast Georgia, USA.
Hello, everyone, from Perry Hall, Maryland. This is Xmas Tidings, and I just wanted to wish you, all of you, my friends, my MNC family, a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy, prosperous, and safe New Year's. Take care. I look forward to sharing another wonderful Christmas with all of you. God bless.
Hi, this is Dwayne from ChristmasDisplays.co.nz here in New Zealand. It is currently our summer and we are enjoying a beautiful one. I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a safe New Year and look forward to seeing everyone on the forums and hearing the podcast for next year. Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Sea Waters out in California, sometimes known as Cheryl. No, California is not sometimes known as Cheryl. I am sometimes known as Cheryl. But I wanted to wish my Christmas family a very, very Merry Christmas. This year, you have meant so much to me, and I think you know that. But again, Merry Christmas, and have a safe and wonderful New Year. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Solis calling from Norway. Wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Storytime speaking to you from deep in the heart of Texas, and I would just like to wish all my friends all around the world at my Merry Christmas a wonderful and happy and very Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Kirsten, Sugar 14-2286 calling. I want to wish all my friends at MMC Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Have a great year in 2013.
What's up? This is Drag Rebel. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all the members. I hope you all enjoy your time with families and friends. Yeah, again, Merry Christmas from Candace and Stripey and me. Bye-bye.
Hi, MMC. It's Shelley 12 here. Just a call to wish each and every one of you a wonderful, happy, and peaceful New Year. And, of course, hugs to all the four babies. Oh, ho, ho. Have a happy Christmas, kids. Bye.
Hey, it's Undertaker leaving a My Merry Christmas message greeting to everybody, friends and family. Hope you have yourself a safe and happy holiday, and Merry Christmas.
Season's greetings, happy holidays, and Merry Christmas. Hello, this is SW1 Dennis from Chandler, Arizona. I want to wish everyone at MyMerryChristmas.com and your families a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year 2013. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Season's greetings. This is Snowflake22, and on behalf of Adrian, Harlow, and I, we'd like to wish you and your families a Merry Christmas and a joyous New Year. Sending much love to you all.
This is Snow in Texas and Christmasaholic in Texas wishing everyone at MMC a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Happy New Year!
Hi everyone, this is Ron, also known as Xmas365. I'm just calling to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi everybody, it's Maureen here in Scotland, and I'd just like to wish you and your families a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy 2013.
Hello, this is Ryan from the forums, and I don't know if I'm too late or not, but I was just calling to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas at the world's biggest Christmas party tomorrow evening. Anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful season, and I love talking to you all on the forums. Thank you.
This is Michael Riley, head elf at ClausNet.com, the world's largest Santa and Mrs. Claus community, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
I hope everybody has a very, very Merry Christmas from Toronto. It's Mary Noel calling. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Hey, everybody. It's Mary Mistletoe. I wanted to wish everybody on here a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I pray that God blesses each and every one of you with good health and happy memories and the most wondrous Christmas of all. See you later. Merry Christmas.
And from the Westover family of Richmond, Utah in the USA, we send you our merry greetings for a wonderful Christmas wherever you are, and dedicate this Christmas hymn in your honor as we think of you this holiday season.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Merry Podcast. Archived editions of the Merry Podcast can be heard on Merry Christmas Radio HD, one of two streams operating year-round featuring the best in original Christmas programming and music. Listen to Merry Christmas Radio on Live 365, our Merry Christmas Radio HD, by clicking on the links at MyMerryChristmas.com and MerryChristmasRadio.com. We thank all the artists and contributors who have made this episode of the Merry Podcast possible, including John Schmidt, who provides our theme music for this and every episode. We also thank the participating members of the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com for their Christmas greetings. We also acknowledge the talents of Gary Farmer, Keith Westby, Steve Warner, FlyingSanta.com, WBTV Television in Boston, Chuck Kramer, NBC Television, Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show, The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, Bob Rivers, Stan Freeberg, Jay Isherwood, and Radio John D. of Merry Christmas Radio. For MyMerryChristmas.com and the Merry Podcast, this is Jeff Westover from the Crossroads of the West in Utah, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.